everybody, Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching it anywhere else besides CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video and all of our videos is additional text, content, links, and graphics that just make each and every one of these video podcasts high value for you. Also, if you're walking or you want to do running or bicycling or working out on the treadmill, there's an audio link right below our video on CalBanyan.com. Well, I am so glad to have Meredith Locker back with us again. It's been a while, and let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith is the consummate professional. Her clients are crazy about her. They send all of their family, all of their friends, and she's so busy, you're not even going to believe it. But Meredith, she started off in the profession as a talk therapist, doing talk therapy work, working with eating disorders and things like that. And then somewhere along the line, she got the hypnosis bug and she wound up in my class. And you know what? She was a great student and now she is a great graduate doing hypnosis, helping people out, doing these podcasts, helping to get the good stuff, the good information about hypnosis around the world. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. I'm happy to be back with you.
Yay!
Oh, so I want to make sure you guys all know who Cal is before we get any further, because you may have just found us. You may have done a little Google search. You may have just heard about us, and you don't even really know who either one of us are. But Cal is my mentor. He is, like me, trained in psychology, and he created 5PATH, which is the one-on-one process I use with all my clients, and it's an advanced, systematic approach to change. And he combines some of the best of hypnosis and some of the best of psychology to create this amazing process that works with everything. And he also brought to us 7th Path Self-Hypnosis. He's the author of many books. Soon a new one coming out, which is very exciting. And I can't even tell you enough about how much this man does for the profession. Each and every week we bring to you these free podcast videos, free training videos. I mean, how does it get any better than that? And he's the reason we do this. He's been doing it for years. He keeps doing it. People even get mad at him because he does it. But he does it because he cares about hypnosis. He wants us all to be the top of the profession. So thanks for joining us.
Wow, that was really cool. Thank you very much, Meredith. And that reminds me, you know, in a couple podcasts, I mean, the new book, the working title is Real Hypnosis Money, is going to be out probably in about 2 weeks, something like that. So maybe in a couple podcasts, I'll have you talk about your contribution to the book. Would you be willing to do that?
I would.
Awesome. All right. And everybody, you've got to, you want to get the word when that happens, when the book comes out. You want to make sure you're checking back. Become a VIP member so you can get our email, because we're going to notify everyone once it's published. Because what we're going to do is we're going to set up like 3, 4, 5 days. Amazon lets us do this with ebooks, and that is to let it go out for free. So myself and the other authors, we've agreed that when it first comes out, it's going to come out for free. So make sure you're a VIP member. There's a link right up there, and there might even be links somewhere else on this page. What you're going to do is you become a VIP member, you get our newsletter, and so you'll be notified of that. And also, you get a link to a page that has all of our podcasts by title, and each of the titles is a link to the podcast. What a great resource. All right. Before we get, do you have a mug with you, Meredith?
I do.
What do you like about that mug?
I love this mug. In fact, I have one exactly like this at home that I use all the time and sometimes even take to sessions. And it's got so much color and it's really hypnotic, actually. It's got all these different hypnosis words. And I don't know, it kind of inspires me and reminds me about why I'm doing this when I sometimes might forget. I mean, how do I forget? But I love this mug.
Thank you. I love mine, too. This is mine. Mine's a little bit manlier looking, and it's all that nice brown and black colors. This is Hypno 1 Percenter on there. And how do you get that? Well, you can either go to our Zazzle store. Then there's a link over there on the left column, or the right column, depends how you look at it, on CalBanyan.com. Or when you become a VIP member or a member of our Facebook page, facebook.com/Hypnosis, etc. ETC, then you know what? We every week right now, I don't know how long we're going to do this. We're going to do it for as long as it's fun to do. We draw a name. Last podcast, we've announced Mary Gonzalez. And this podcast, we have a new name, Rose Woodruff. That's R-O-S-E-W-O-O-D-R-U-F-F. And so you've got 30 days. But you could do it in like 3 days. But we have to put an end time on it somewhere. We don't want to have someone in 2020 say, where's my mug, right? So you got 30 days. Contact us, calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. And let us know that you are that person. And once again, that's Rose Woodruff and Mary Gonzalez. And we'll get that mug out to you as soon as we get your address. All right, Meredith, this is going to be a very meaty, meaty episode. You told me you have a bunch of topics, a bunch of questions, and we're just going to do like 4 episodes of just answer, answer, answer. How's that sound?
I love it. And you guys are going to love it too, because these are all the questions you might not have even thought you could send to us. The questions that you've been posting on different groups, and a couple of you have sent them to me. Some of you posted them on ourhypnospace.com and the Ask Cal group, or if you're watching this on calbanion.com, right down there, there's a feedback box, and some of you have put comments or questions down there. And so I've pulled a whole bunch of the things that you guys are talking about. You guys want to know, going to really spread the knowledge throughout the world. And please do know that we do want your questions, your feedback, topic ideas. We love them. So you can do the Our Hypnospace Ask Cal group. You can post them down there on calbanion.com. You can email me directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. We absolutely want to answer your questions. So, Cal, do you have anything else to share before we jump in?
One last thing I'll squeeze in. We'll get all this commercial type stuff out of the way. We got training courses coming up, and we always have early registration discounts for our courses. We got one April. This is the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Super Course that includes 5-path certification, 7-path teacher certification, and some things that, I mean, it's so chunked full of surprises, you're not going to believe it. We have one coming up April 22nd through May 3rd, and another one July 15th through the, let's see, could that be right? Yeah, through the 26th. And there's 2 days off in the middle for the weekend. And so that is April 22nd to May 23rd, 2013. And then one is July 15th to the 16th, 2013. And then we also have a week of power coming up. When's my week of power? April 28th. Wow, I've got my dates. Oh, I think we changed the dates. Let me look up. We never edit anything. We just do as it happens live. I'm looking at my master calendar here. Our week of power. This is the five path and 7-path skill building confidence course. It starts April 28th and runs through the May 4th. And then our certification, that's what we did. We switched our April certification course to the week of power. So week of power, 7 days, confidence and skill building course starts April 28th, ends May 4th. And then our next certification course is July 15th through July 26th. And then we have another one that starts in October 14 and runs through October 25. Oh, guess what? Just over there, somewhere, there's a navigation bar on this website. It always says hypnosis training videos, stuff like that. Click there, and you always get the latest updates on the course schedule. Boy, did I muck that up. But, you know, we get through these things together, don't we, Meredith?
We sure do. We both muck it up sometimes, and that just proves we're human. Yeah?
You know, I tell people, you know what? If I could do this, if I could be a strong, effective hypnotist, a strong, effective trainer, with all the mistakes I have and do, you can too. You just have to really, really want it. All right, it's all yours.
Okay, well, since you talked about all that training, I think it would be a great place to start. I've been noticing all over the place different hypnotists around the world mentioning that they would love to get trained by you, but that they can't afford it. And so I'd love to kind of cover the different options that people do have. I don't even know if people realize that they have more options than just flying here and showing up in Tustin, California, and taking your class in person. So can we dive into some of those options, Cal?
Okay, real quick. All right, so you can come here live. We help you get you set up in a room. We have early registration discounts. That works great for either the 10-day or the 7-day week of power course. Okay, you are not going to find a better hypnosis course in either case, our advanced week of power or our 10-day course, than our live, highly condensed, powerful eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis certification courses. Then there's also, people aren't aware of this as much as we'd like them to be aware of. Did you know that we have the entire course broadcast on the internet exclusively to those who enroll in our off-site online course? Our hypnosis classroom is jacked into the internet. We got two cameras that are zooming down on me, one on my whiteboard, the one that follows me around, and you are interactive, live. There's microphones above the students, there's microphones above me. You hear everything that's going on, you see everything that's going on, you're as interactive as anyone else. You can even ask other students who are in the classroom what they thought of something, have a discussion. Nothing surpasses that. And you save on travel, food, lodging. So that is a really great way to think about taking our course. That's available for both our 10-day course, the hypnosis certification course, and also our skill building course, confidence building course, the week of power. Both of them have 5-path and 7-path. And then, if you're already certified, you could also consider just getting our 5-path 2.0 course, which is a video recording of the 6-day version of the course. One time only, I did the week of power in 6 days. So it's just the most important stuff. And you take the exam and you can get certified also. And the exam is optional. Now, that is just in a DVD course. And then finally, if you want to get certified, we have an entire certification course. You get certified through our California State Registered School as a hypnotist or hypnotherapist, depending what you want, and because there's no difference between hypnotist, hypnotherapist, consulting hypnotist. It's just call it whatever works, whatever's legal where you're at. And also, so there's, you got your live on-site, you got your live online, and you've got video. Now, here's another thing. If you've got the passion and you really want to do this and you need a payment plan, call us. We will work out something for you. We know that our success comes from your success, and you can't be a hypno 1%er, best of the best, unless you get the training. So don't be afraid to contact us. Don't think you have to do it through the website. Like, you don't have to order it all online. If you're a person that feels funny about clicking online to order stuff, just call us 9 to 6 o'clock, 9 in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening, California time, Pacific Standard Time. Then you know what? We will work with you. We want to help you succeed. How's that, Meredith? Did I leave anything out?
It's great. Yeah, actually you did. So what about all of our amazing CFI instructors teaching 5-path classes around the globe? What about them?
Absolutely. We talked a little bit about this before we even started the recording. For example, Celeste, one of our co-hosts, she's in the Dallas, Texas area. We also have trainers in Canada, Asia, Europe, even like Denmark. We've got trainers, so contact us. And if there's a trainer in your area, we will certainly let you know about them so you can come see someone. They teach our course with our course materials, our video demonstrations, everything, and so you can get certified without coming all the way out here to beautiful California. Let me tell you about beautiful California. You know what? I lived in Minnesota and North Dakota for 24 years, and it like was snowing and cold for 6 months out of the year. But you know what? All winter long, I've been out there riding my motorcycle, doing stuff outside, grilling on the patio. Thank God there's a California, even if it is kind of expensive to live here. All right, how's that, Meredith?
Perfect. And you know what? Call if there isn't a trainer in your area, and if for some reason all of the live online or the DVD options or the payment plan options to take Cal's course don't work out for you, because, you know, Maureen Banyan is just this amazing orchestrator of options. And actually, I've been considering teaching, but I'm kind of in competition with Cal teaching so close to where he is, but I like to travel. So if there's a bunch of people who seem to want a course in a certain part of the country, I may even go there and teach a class and bring y'all together and make it happen. So there are always options. Definitely take the time to make the call.
If we could put a class together for you in, like, New York, would you go?
I would go anywhere.
Aruba or Jamaica or the Florida Keys?
Yes, yes. Sarong optional.
London?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, gosh, if we have enough interest in one place or another, we'll send you out there as our, what would you say, our advocate, our liaison, our official international trainer.
I love it. I'll take it. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. All right. Enough of that. What else you got for me?
Okay, so let's dig into some meat. Are you ready? So I just recently was talking to a fellow hypnotist, and she seems like she maybe has the wrong idea about somnambulism and about age regression or even anything that we do in hypnosis. Essentially what happened was she had a client, took the client all the way through whatever phase, she's a five pather, took them through whatever phase of five path she was doing, and then got to the end of session and was going to teach the client a recognition in seventh path. So seventh path is self-hypnosis. It's something that we do teach to clients if we choose to do so, those of us who are trained in it. And this particular client was had already been given the fourth recognition in seventh path. And there'll be some links down there about seventh path. So if you want to learn more about that, you know, I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but there'll be some links so that you can check out and get more information about that. But essentially there are multiple recognitions that are given. And this particular client had been given the fourth recognition, but had not used it yet and had kind of forgotten it. So the deal that they had agreed upon before hypnosis was that the hypnotist would give her four again, and then move into giving her five. But while giving the client four, the client interrupted and said, wait, I thought I was getting five. And then the hypnotist immediately assumed that because the client was kind of challenging her or asking this question, that maybe the client wasn't in somnambulism. And the hypnotist started to doubt kind of all of what had happened in that session as to whether it would be successful or not and whether she had done it right. And so I thought this was a really important thing to get into, Cal. So I'm going to go ahead and let you start and throw it back to me at any point. But what do you think was going on here, Cal?
Well, people, they have this confusion about, first of all, what hypnosis is. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. And then we use a scale that's slightly modified but developed by Harry Ahrens, in which you have hypnoidal, which is the lightest level of hypnosis, then light hypnosis would be stage two, and then medium hypnosis, and then what we call the threshold of somnambulism, stage four, and then full somnambulism, stage five, and then profound somnambulism, stage six, or level six. Now, no matter what level of hypnosis you're in, you're still awake, you're still aware, you still are interactive, you can ask questions. You know, I think that this hypnotist needs to be hypnotized, him or herself, be put into somnambulism and have that experience of doing something interactively. So clients can always interact no matter what level of hypnosis they're in. They can interrupt, they can ask questions, they can become non-responsive, they can become unwilling to follow instructions, they can cry, they can do anything. Because being in a heightened state of suggestibility does not prohibit any other mental factor. So that's what I have to say about that. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, you know, another thing that's really important to know about this is if you ever in session have a doubt in any way, shape, or form at any point in the process about your work with the client or about the client or about where the client's at, please don't let them know it, no matter what. Because hypnosis is a confidence game. You've got no confidence. You've got no game. You don't want to break down the confidence of the client in you, in what you're doing, in the process, in themselves, in anything. So you never, ever, ever want to give them the idea that they've done something wrong, that they are wrong, that they are in the wrong place, and that you've done anything wrong. You know, really the proof is in the results. So you've got to check it out afterwards and see. And maybe more work does need to be done where you were at. And that could be true of when they're in somnambulism or when they're not. But absolutely many hypnotists around the globe work in lighter than somnambulism levels and get results. So it's absolutely not true that even if the client wasn't in somnambulism, which actually we don't know if that was true of this particular client, even if they weren't, that doesn't mean that you didn't have a successful session. So, you know, keep it to yourself first of all. Test out your results after the fact, and you know the proof will be in living, and then do whatever needs to be done afterwards. Either keep going or do more work on what you were working on in that phase or what have you to make sure that the job was done. Anything to add to that, Cal?
Yeah, while you were talking, I'm thinking I was doing some research on the internet and dug up our own podcast. The when in doubt, test. But when you're in doubt, don't use overt techniques. Use covert techniques. And on podcast number 280, Meredith and I talk about that. So we'll put a link down there to podcast 280, overt and covert testing for depth of hypnosis. Probably if I was in the middle of a session or even at the end of the session and I had any doubts and I needed to know whether my client was in somnambulism, I'd do the eyelid fractionation deepening technique covert test that I teach in class. That's a good way to find out. And the other thing is, you got to remember that depth of hypnosis does vary, and it's possible that towards the end of the session, the client might be starting to anticipate emerging and be self-emerging, and may not be in somnambulism when you emerge them, although it's more likely that they will be. Don't get too worried about this. As Meredith likes to say, the proof is in the pudding or something like that. All right, we're 23 minutes. You want to wrap it up?
Yes. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really want to answer your questions. So like I said earlier, please send them to us. It's very important for all of us. There is no dumb question except for the one you don't ask. So please send them. And really excited about this community that we have here. We want to be more interactive. Thank you for taking the time to watch and to learn and to become one of the best in the profession. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Thank you, Meredith. This is Cal Banyan. Remember to go ourhypnospace.com. Get in on the conversation. The very first hypnosis networking website in the world. And also, I want you to go to facebook.com/hypnosis etc. Another place you get into the conversation. Boy, I wish they had all this cool stuff back when I was just getting into the profession. Golly. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.